I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Soil samples are now at an environmental engineering company for testing to help determine whether Peterson Air Force Base is to blame for water contamination in southern El Paso County. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has this update.
Drilling began at the base in October, and results are expected next year. In the meantime, class action lawsuits filed against manufacturers of chemical-laden firefighting foams long used at the base are currently working their way through federal court. Attorney Tony Tracy with Colorado Springs-based McDivitt Law recently said legal action against the Air Force remains a possibility.
The goal for us has never been to sue the government. However, if we feel that we need to do that, what we're going to do is preserve that claim and make sure that we have it available to us should we find through our investigation that they were actors and could be culpable.
In October, attorneys also called on the state to pay for blood testing for people in areas affected by contamination. A spokesperson for the Colorado Health Department says the agency has not formally responded and emphasized they're focused on eliminating exposure. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Conservation groups have purchased 12.5 acres of private land inside Rocky Mountain National Park and plan to turn it over to the park. The three organizations say the land is in the Wild Basin area at the south end and offers scenic views of the mountains on the Continental Divide. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.